Looking back at 15 years of hosting this show, I was thinking about the people who were in the industry when I was just getting started. And Lisa Gibbons was one of those people whose her syndicated show was on the station where I was at in Winnipeg. So how cool is it that all these years later, and this isn't the first time we're chatting because she was on with us during Celebrity Apprentice, the fabulous Lisa Gibbons is on the line. Hello again, Lisa.
My friend, how cool to be talking with you again is right, and having a look back, the great optics on where we've been and where we're going.
And, you know, we also have this connection a few years ago with the random ducks that were in our yards in my backyard in West Hollywood. It was cute but a little strange, wasn't it?
You know what? It was, it continues for me. I spend a lot of time in the desert now, and it's getting kind of creepy now. I'm feeling targeted by the ducks in some sort of sick way.
Wait a second. Lisa's usually the positive one here. I'm not going to have to talk you out of this, am I? Jeez.
Right. I always heard, I don't know, birds are good luck and birds are spirits from the other side. I'm not sure what ducks represent. What do ducks represent, actually?
Oh boy, you're putting me on the spot. I'm not sure. Some of them
come up with an answer, and I would have to call you right because I don't know. But yeah, that's really funny. That's one of the things that changed is from when you and I first became colleagues and doing interviews mm-hmm. and doing our stuff on radio to where we are now. You know, I would have had no way of knowing without social media that you and I were sharing a duck thing. But that's really been, I think, probably in politics, in health, in entertainment, global uprisings. It's been the number one change agent for everything. The economic structure, our psychoanalytical structure, that's just been the thing, right?
Let's talk about how the industries have changed in a moment, but let's start at the beginning, because I love talking shop with my, you know, fellow entertainment hosts. We know you from Entertainment Tonight. You had your daytime talk show. You've done radio. So how, or maybe even why, did you get into broadcasting? Because, as you say, it's something that you need to have a passion for.
It's a very simple answer, and I wish my kids had a path chosen for them as directly as mine was chosen for me. But when I was in the sixth grade and we had a talent show at school, I mean, basically, Jeremy, and I'm not just being self-deprecating, I have no talent. I mean, like, you know, anybody who saw my season on Dancing with the Stars knows I got no talent. I can't whistle. I can't hula hoop. It's just sad. So my mother said to me, but you've got a talent. You're a storyteller. So for the talent show at school, which I was so upset about, I stood in front of the class and I told a story, and I created this character based on my news hero, Walter Cronkite. And that was the beginning for me. And I thought, okay, bam, that's my label. I'm just going to tell stories and get paid for it.
And, you know, the industries have changed. So, again, you've run the gamut of, you know, radio, TV, you're an author. Showbiz in general, I guess, has changed. And so I always like to hear what your thoughts are on the evolution. Because now we hear that, you know, everybody's a writer. Everybody's a broadcaster because of blogs and social media, respectively. I mean, it's giving people a platform for good and bad, of course, as we see. But what do you think about, let's just say, the broadcast industry or show business?
Wow, big old open-ended question. you know what? I think that the audience is never wrong. And I believe that when you look at what are people opting into, what do they care about, where are they flocking to get their entertainment, I mean, that's just the right answer. So however it's going and however people are mitigating, changing their business and their approach, those are the people that will last, and everybody else will be on the sidelines. You know, it's like learning a new language, except for now you have to learn that new language every 6 months or something.
Right. I still don't know what a TikTok is, so, I mean, I'm far behind on the times.
Well, those of us who can't dance don't do TikTok because it's just too demoralizing.
Okay, let's use that word, demoralizing. We've all had our share of embarrassing moments on a live story or red carpet or something like that. You must have a moment where even something as it was coming out of your mouth, you're just like, this isn't, oh boy, I should just stop. Or, like, that's going to have people talking. Do you have a moment that sticks out for you?
one of the great things that has allowed me to remain optimistic in my life is I have a really great reset button. I truly don't hang on to stuff, but there are, of course, awful moments. I mean, I was covering Michael Jackson getting his star, I think it was, in Hollywood, the Walk of Fame. There were police on horseback. It was the biggest mob scene of all time, and I had to opt out because I was nursing my child, and my breast milk was all over my silk blouse. You know, just embarrassing things like that. Being shut down by Betty Davis. I've called people the wrong names. You know, I've done everything that could go wrong over the course of a decades-long career. But it's all been like a laboratory for me, you know. And when you look at celebrities and people who become famous, that's like a learning lab for character. And the really good people, it makes them better. And the people who have, you know, flaws and defects and issues and demons or whatever, it brings those out too. So it's just been a great kaleidoscope of observation.
The good thing about broadcasting so many years ago is that those clips are long gone. I mean, some of them resurface, right? But now everything is almost like straight to YouTube the second that it happens.
I know. I feel so blessed every day. Some of that stuff isn't out there. We, you know, as you know, I have a foundation to support families with Alzheimer's, and our staff, we were recently doing training to help unlearn our unconscious racial bias. And we use this program called Challenge Day, which is a super cool program that is for students and adults and businesses. It's really, really great to help you build your empathy and your compassion. But my team didn't know, and I chose not to share with them, that in the 90s, I had done a TV special about Challenge Day, like one of the first shows, I think, that was done on it. And they found this clip, and I'm wearing like platform shoes and clam diggers. And this is a documentary. It's a very serious topic about, you know, depression and prejudice and anxiety and bullying. And I had on white glitter eyeshadow and my requisite false eyelashes. It was just the most ridiculous thing.
We're going to get those screen grabs tweeted out in a few minutes, okay? Is that all right with you?
So point being to your question, so I'm glad that that a lot of stuff isn't out there. And I'm sure it's not as cringeworthy as I remember it, but surviving being an entertainment reporter or an influencer or anyone who's really out front and center now, I just, that's a language that I really don't have. As you know, I still host the Rose Parade, and I'm producing shows. I'm really focused on true crime, which has always been a passion of mine, and So I'm still involved in the business, but, you know, my shift kind of getting into psychosocial support in the nonprofit world has really taken the place of a lot of that. And I feel I'm in awe of those people who have a thick enough skin to face it day in and day out. I'm not sure that I would.
And, you know, we'll talk more about Lisa's Care Connection in a second, but I need to ask you then, where do you pull this positivity from? And I don't know if this is a weird question, but, like, what makes you happy?
You just decide to be. I believe, you know, my mother always said, you know, you're as happy as you want to be. And I think there's a lot of truth in that. And, you know, a lot of the momisms that I grew up with, you know, like, show up, do your best, let go of the rest. I don't know where I got the propensity to every day kind of reset, but I don't dwell on past failures. I get stuck, like everybody does, in thinking that my life should be on a schedule that matches somebody else's schedule, like, you know, that I'm not where I should be, or I'm not accomplishing enough, I'm not contributing enough, I'm not growing enough, all those things that we get stuck in. But I've tried to really reframe that. When somebody has something that I want, if it's a meditation practice or a relationship, or they're the kind of mom that I want to be, whatever it is, you know, I acknowledge that person, say, good for her, and that's for me. And I think when we celebrate other people and when we give to other people, it just clears the way for us to be happier. At least it's kind of worked for me.
And you're helping people lead happier lives, as we've mentioned with Lisa's Care Connection. So if anybody's not familiar with the organization, let's give a quick rundown about all that you do.
I'd love you for that. It is a place where if you're a family member, husband, wife, son or daughter, and you have to answer that question, now what? When somebody gets diagnosed with a chronic illness or disease, we're there to help you figure it out with tips and tools and strategies and connect you to the resources that you need to survive. Because it's a marathon, it's not a sprint. People who care for others are often overwhelmed with compassion fatigue and they don't do well themselves. So we can change that number. We can give you back those 10 years that typically are erased from your life because of caregiver burden by focusing on wellness, focusing on empowerment, focusing on the education to survive it.
And so what's the website and social media where people can get more information?
Lisa'sCareConnection.org, and that's our Instagram, and we're Lisa's Care Cafe on Twitter.
With so many projects.
It's a free service, JB. It's all free for people. It's, you could be anonymous. We meet you where you are. If you're just feeling like you don't know what to do and your life is over because there's this big change and you can't figure it out, that's what we're there for.
It's just incredible that, you know, you do so much. And like I said, you're always so optimistic and positive. All of your pictures, of course, on social media are smiling. You just seem like such a genuinely happy person. And we need more of that, don't we, nowadays?
Well, you know, we do. I think we've all kind of come. We all have shadow sides, and we need those shadow sides. And we need to, you know, I take mental health break days off on a regular basis where I just say, you know what, I just... can't really participate at the level I want to today. I'm just gonna kind of go back in my little corner for a minute and regroup. And I think that it's why I'm so excited about what Megan and Harry are doing and this big special, the Me That You Don't See, that they're doing. I think the focus on mental health right now is so positive and so powerful. And if we can take those conversations out of the shadows. And recognize there's so many people battling these kind of invisible demons, and they look fine. But there's just a great need for us to understand mental health. So I'm very excited about the celebrities and the notables that are stepping up to support that cause. Glenn Close and so many others, Lady Gaga. It's really, I think, making a big difference.
And I have to say, just as you were saying that, you know, happiness for me is a puppy. And so Charlie is saying hi, by the way.
Oh, you know what? I think that people and their pets, that is a key to your mental health and your happiness quotient. I'm here right now with my senior dog, Biggie, my rescue Biggie, who's, you know... He's nuts. He's just nuts. Yeah. He doesn't like other dogs. He doesn't really like other people. But we love him so much, and he brings us so much happiness.
I was saying you're always so busy. Are you working on any other new projects in the near future? Like, what else do you have on the go?
Well, I'm glad that Rose Parade is back because it got taken off the table when we all went on national hiatus. So that's really great. So our theme this year is dream, believe, achieve. So ding, 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 that's a great one. And I am producing these true crime shows, and hopefully I'll have something to announce pretty soon there. So that's very exciting. And, you know, other than that, I'm shifting my life into what can I learn now? How do I want to express myself now? I'm really enjoying my life. I'm just so grateful, and I'm enjoying my adult kids, and I'm very present and aware that I'm tremendously lucky.
So you're not slowing down, you're not retiring anytime soon?
No, I mean, retirement is just that, it's that kind of that weird word, but people always said to me, oh, you know, what would you do without work, and you're a workaholic, and you're, you know, driven, and you know, okay, that may have been the way things seemed, or that may have been the track that I was on. But, you know, we all are capable of shifting. shifting into different gears, and we all have times when we want to be in a different gear, and we need to kind of take our new dreams out for a test drive and see, does that still fit? Is that still who I am? Because the last thing any of us want is to be stuck in a narrative that's no longer our story, or we want to rewrite that story, and we just didn't take the position as the author.
It's a fascinating way to look at life. I pause when you're making these statements because, like, the words are hitting me, and it's just so impactful. So, they're wrapping me up, but I could talk to you forever, Lisa, but I want to thank you so much for calling in today and just being so optimistic and positive in a world where, you know, it's really hard to come by. So thank you so much for making the time. It's once again great chatting with you.
I appreciate you. I'm glad that we get to stay in touch. And as always, I'll be watching where you go and how you do it.
Maybe you'll be my first interview on the new project when you're launching your new things, okay?
Love it. Love it.
The wonderful Lisa Gibbons, thanks for joining us today.
Hugs to you and yours. Bye for now.